China appears to be facing what could be the world's largest coronavirus outbreak yet.
The country recently rolled back its zero COVID policy, but the World Health Organization says the explosion in cases began before restrictions were lifted.
China's health officials say it's possible that up to 800 million people will become infected in the next few months. It's a dramatic change for residents after 3 years of strict testing and lockdowns.
27-year-old Alan Wu, who lives in Beijing, says 3 weeks ago he didn't know anyone in China who'd ever tested positive for COVID. But a few days ago, he was infected, and he's not alone.
I would say two-thirds of the people I know in Beijing are infected right now. The whole city is, like, deserted.
Wu says the outbreak has made daily life more difficult because so many workers are sick, and Beijing's famously quick deliveries take much longer now.
You would wait 2 or 3 hours to get, you know, a bag of vegetable. I mean, it used to take like 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
He doesn't think the Chinese health system is prepared. He's heard from friends waiting in long lines in the cold to get medicine.
This is the capital of China. Like, you know, getting medicine shouldn't be that difficult.
Here to tell us more about what's going on is NPR's global health correspondent, Michaeline Duclef. Nearly 800 million people, Michaeline, infected in China. I mean, we're talking about, what, 90 days? That sounds crazy.
Yes. You know, that's roughly 10% of the planet's population getting infected in this super short period of time. I spoke to Shi Chen. He's a global health researcher at Yale University. He says predictions from Chinese scientists are quite dire.
Like recently, the deputy director of China CDC, Feng Zijian, who is a good friend of mine, and he was announcing through the public media that the first wave may infect around like 60% of the population.
We haven't seen anything like this yet. You know, these numbers are big, but interestingly, official numbers out of China show cases declining there.
Okay, how is that possible?
Yeah, so China has changed how it tracks cases. It has stopped reporting asymptomatic cases, and it has also stopped a lot of testing. But I was talking to an epidemiologist at the University of Hong Kong, Bin Cowling, and he said cases are actually skyrocketing in many parts of China.
Right, in Beijing, there's already a load of cases. And other major cities, because it's spreading so fast. It's just extremely transmissible.
Cowling says the virus is spreading faster in China than it spread basically ever before anywhere during this pandemic.
So any idea what's going on? A new variant maybe?
Yeah, so the variants in China are not particularly unique. They are versions of Omicron, and we have the same ones and similar ones right here in the U.S., but they aren't spreading lightning fast like they are in China. And the difference is immunity. China's population has very little immunity to COVID because the vast majority of people have never been infected. Until recently, China has focused on massive quarantines, testing, and travel restrictions to keep the virus mostly out. So with variants that came before Omicron, China prevented most people from getting infected. But that means that now nearly 1.4 billion people in the country are susceptible to an infection.
So it's really that much more contagious?
In China, it is. Scientists like Cowling use something called an R factor to estimate how contagious a pathogen is. Basically, it tells you how many people one sick person is going to infect on average. So during the Omicron surge here in the U.S., the R factor was about 8. Each person who was sick spread it to about 8 more people. Cowling says that in China right now, the R factor is a whopping 16.
This is a really high level of transmissibility. You know, in the U.S., the early 2020, the doubling time was like 1 week. Now in China, the doubling time is like hours.
Wow, doubling in less than a day. I mean, can hospitals handle this?
You know, Chen at Yale University says that is the big question right now. Most of the cases are expected to be mild or moderate, but there are about 11 million people at high risk for severe COVID. And Chen says that in most of the country, there are still way too few ICU beds to handle this. The expected number, so many, many models now are predicting that perhaps 500,000 people could die, perhaps many more. But Chen also told me that number depends a lot on people's behavior, you know, whether people at high risk continue to quarantine voluntarily and how well the healthcare system does hold up under this pressure. He says it is going to be a huge test for China's healthcare system.
Yeah, you know, earlier you said that the same variants are spreading in the U.S. Are we going to see another massive surge this winter?
You know, the population here, Aegis, has an enormous amount of immunity from all the previous surges and vaccines. So we are going to see cases rise here, no doubt, but not like anything we've seen before, I think.
NPR Global Health Correspondent Michaeline Duclef, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.